Well, thanks for being here this evening. We're doing a Zoom again, obviously, and we're trying to work through it a little bit. We're up in a conference room. We're socially distancing, but Mr. Bailey, Mr. Bob Wilson, and Commissioner Harold W. Twizzle and Sean Anderson is here. He's not our IT guy, but our IT guy is quarantined, so Sean's kind of filling in tonight. He was going to go home and eat a big steak, and we killed that plan. So, we thank Sean for being here. The first item, commissioners, is let me call a roll. Ask Clerk Gaither, she's on. If she would call a roll, keep your phone muted, and when you're called, you can unmute it and answer, and then mute back. We're trying to stop these feedback issues. So, Madam Clerk, you recognize?
Commissioner Adams.
Present.
Commissioner Atkins.
Here.
Commissioner Armstrong.
Here.
Commissioner Barlow.
Here.
Commissioner Copeland. Commissioner Donovan. Commissioner Fee.
Here.
Commissioner Kelly. Commissioner Mason. Commissioner Murphy.
Here.
Commissioner Nathie. Commissioner Schofer.
Here.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Sneed.
Here.
Commissioner Turner. Commissioner Twisdale.
Here.
Commissioner Wilson.
Here.
And Commissioner Wooten.
Here.
Here. Here.
Chairman, I have 12 present.
Got it on. I muted it. Just speak into that. That's done. There you go.
The roll call is 12 present. Madam Clerk, who have you got? Who are you showing as absent?
Copeland, Donovan, Kelly, Mason, Nathie, and Turner.
Okay, I see Donovan on.
And Commissioner Mason's on too.
And Commissioner Mason is also on.
That's 14.
My mute and unmute button is giving me fits, but done here.
Okay.
All right. You guys help me. If you see someone that pops on, let us know. I will say Commissioner Nathie texted me earlier. He's at work and they've overloaded down there. And so he's going to try to get on, but he couldn't guarantee it. So we may have him come on, and we may not. The next order of business is the invocation. I've asked Commissioner Sheila Barlow if she'll lead us in our invocation. Commissioner Barlow?
Okay, I'm here. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for sunshine, and we thank you for rain. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless our frontline workers, bless the families that have been touched by COVID, and Father God, we thank you for a vaccine. These are difficult times, and we're hoping for success and a cure for this virus. Now, Lord, guide us through our meeting, guide our mind, guide our hearts to do the right thing. This is my prayer in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Thank you, Commissioner Barlow. I've got a message in the chat room. Commissioner Copeland is trying to join. So hopefully we can get something worked out where he can get on here with us as well. Commissioner Gaither, of the ones absent, you're showing now. Who are the commissioners that are absent? Give it to me again. I can't hear you. Can you unmute your phone?
There we go. Kelly, Nathy, and Turner. You're muted.
Nathy, Turner, and Kelly?
Yes, sir.
Those are only three?
That's right.
All right, thank you. Are there any additions to the agenda? You don't have anything you want to add? All right, now item number five on the agenda, the minutes of the previous month's meeting.
Make a motion to be approved as mailed out, Mason.
I second that motion.
All right, is there a second? All right, a motion is made by Commissioner Mason, seconded by Commissioner Snead, I believe. That's
yes,
correct?
Sir. Yes.
Any discussion or any questions on the motion? If not, all in favor of the motion, let it know by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. So ordered, the motion passes. I'm going to run out of power. I'm going to have to go to yours, WT.
Okay.
Item number six is the election of notaries. Clerk Gaither?
You're muted.
We'll try this again.
Clerk Gaither?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
We're on election of notaries.
Jessica T. Baker, Becca Beckett, Jamie Brady, Diane Marie Buxton, Aaron Fletcher, Cindy M. James, E. C. Kaiser, Angela Little, Brandy Myers, Sherry J. Pressler, Stacy Pruitt, Farrah Reed, Leslie Simpson, and Kendra Wallace.
All right, would anyone like to add a name to that list? If not, do we have a motion that those individuals be elected as notaries in Tipton County?
Don't move, Mr. Chairman.
Motion is by Commissioner Wilson. Is there a second?
Second that.
Seconded by Commissioner Copeland. Any discussion on the motion? Not all in favor of that motion, let it know by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. So ordered and the motion carried. Item number seven is the consideration of an appointment to the Tipton County Industrial Development Board. The chair recommends reappointment of Mrs. Terry Collin to a four-year term. She's the president, presently on the Industrial Development Board, and she is presently the chairman of the ID Board. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that Ms. Terry Collin be reappointed to a four-year term on the ID Board.
Second the
motion. All right, is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Fee. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, all in favor of the motion, let it known by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any objections to the motion? Without objection, then the motion carries. All right, item number eight, commissioners, is the resolution regarding this roughly $1.3 million for the bonus pay for certified and non-certified employees. And I sent a copy of the resolution out to you for you to take a look at. It basically reflects, I believe, what the Finance Committee discussed at the last meeting, the last Monday night. But of course, there are several folks that work for the Board of Education that are on the Finance Committee. And so I thought maybe it was best if I just brought this directly to the commission rather than have the Finance Committee vote on it, because in the full commission, it's a lot clearer as to what the intent of the commission is, and it kind of takes the Finance Committee out of the conflict that some of them are in, because they are either employees of the Education Department or their spouse is employee of the of the Education Department. And so I can read the resolution if you prefer it. If you don't prefer it, if you got it in your email, whatever the wishes of the commission are, what do you prefer? Go ahead, Commissioner, you recognize.
I said, I don't think it needs to be read, and I would make the motion to approve it if I'm not jumping the cart right now.
All right, we've got a motion to adopt the resolution, and the resolution is entitled a resolution to provide additional funding for certified and non-certified personnel of the Tipton County School System. Is there a second to the motion to adopt the resolution?
Second. Second, Mason.
Who said? All right.
Mason.
Seconded by Commissioner Mason. Let me get another second on it as well.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Copeland as well. All right. We're on the resolution. Is there any discussion on the resolution? All right. I'm going to ask the clerk if she'll call the roll, please. If you've got a conflict, you're going to have to abstain on voting on the resolution. So, Madam Clerk, if you'd call the roll.
Commissioner Barlow?
Yes.
Commissioner Wooten?
Yes.
Commissioner Donovan?
Yes.
Commissioner Mason?
Yes.
Commissioner Mason, yes. I believe you have to abstain, don't you? Yeah.
Abstain.
No, sir. I no longer drive a bus.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Adams? Am I back on mute?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was yes, Commissioner Adams?
Yeah, that is correct. Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Schofer?
Abstain.
Commissioner Wilson?
Say it again.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Turner? Is not.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm abstaining.
Oh, you're here. Okay. Well, we're going to change the number then to 16 and 2. All right, Commissioner Turner, you're going to abstain. Commissioner Atkins.
Yes.
Commissioner Smith.
have to abstain.
Commissioner Fee?
Abstain.
Commissioner Twisdale?
Yes.
Commissioner Sneed?
Abstain.
Commissioner Armstrong?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
And Commissioner Copeland?
Yes.
We have 11 yes.
Oh, we have 11 yes votes. I declare the resolution to be adopted. Thank you, commissioners. All right, do we have a report from the Finance Committee?
Commissioners, the Finance and Administration Committee met last at 4:30 p.m. On December 7th at the Tipton County Administration Building. The members present were Commissioners Adams, Commissioner Barlow, Commissioner Copeland, Commissioner Fee, Commissioner Mason, Commissioner Nafee, Commissioner Smith, Commissioner Sneed, and Commissioner Turner. Also present was County Executive Jeff Huffman and Finance Director W.T. Bailey. Chairwoman Fee called the meeting to order and asked Commissioner Barlow to open the meeting with prayer. Commissioners, for this meeting, we had mainly two items on the agenda. Item number one was regarding the bid for the HVAC and ductwork equipment at the Tipton County, the UT Ag Extension, the Train Depot Project, is what we're calling it. We put it out to bid. We received one bid, and a motion was made by Commissioner Sneed and seconded by Commissioner Nafee that the Finance Committee take the bid for the HVAC and ductwork equipment under advisement for the UT Ag Extension project. The motion carried with none opposing. Also, commissioners, on a side note, we later determined that we were going to move forward with a rebid. That bid will be run in this week's paper. In hopes of getting more interest on the project, we feel that the Thanksgiving holiday, really, with the bids being due that week, we feel like we really didn't get a lot of bids and a lot of advertisement in the paper. So we're going to move forward with a rebid and see what happens there. So we will have that on the agenda in the month of January. Item two on the agenda was the county executive. He gave a report. The county executive gave a detailed overview of several upcoming items that he would like to address in the near future. Some of those items pertain to the Board of Education's bonuses for the school systems employees, which you all just voted on. Some of those items were the employee handbook and HR policies, upcoming budgetary items, and lastly, some potential funding opportunities that might be made available to Tipton County in the very near foreseeable future. This was just a roundtable discussion. Only no motions were made on the county executive's report. And Mr. Chairman, with no other business to come before the committee that night, a motion was made by Commissioner Adams and seconded by Commissioner Copeland that the committee adjourn at 6 p.m. The motion carried with none opposing. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes of the finance report. Finance committee is read.
All right, is there a second to the motion to adopt the report?
Second.
Second by Mason.
All right, motion is by Commissioner Fee, seconded by Commissioner Mason. Are there any questions or any discussion on the report? Is there any objection to adopting the report? Without objection, then the motion carries and the finance report is adopted. Do we have a report from the Public Works Committee?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Twizzle, you're recognized.
Thank you.
Go on with it.
All right. Good evening, everyone. The Tipton County Public Works Committee met in regular session on Monday, December the 7th, 2020, through Zoom. The meeting was called to order by Chairman Twizzle. Commissioner Wilson, Wooten, Armstrong, Donovan, Atkins, Kelly, Schaefer, and Johnson Merrifield were present. Director Shannon Reed, employee Darlene Wheeler, and David Gillen was also present. The meeting was opened with prayer by Commissioner Wilson.
Motion made by Commissioner Armstrong, second by Commissioner Murphy, to approve the minutes for the month of November. Motion passed by roll call, none opposed. A motion made by Commissioner Wilson, second by Commissioner Murphy, to approve the minutes as reviewed for the month of November. Motion passed by roll call, none opposed. A motion made by Commissioner Kelly, second by Commissioner Atkins, to award the bid for asphalt hot mix to Frank Clymer and Son in the amount of $88.90 per ton for E-mix, $88.90 per ton for D-mix, and $88.90 per ton for binder. Motion passed by roll call, none opposed. That's the same price that we had last bid, everything, Mr. Chairman.
Good.
A motion made by Commissioner Schofer, second by Commissioner Atkins, to award the bid for two tandem axle trucks to TAG equipment for the price of $136,344.25 each. Motion passed by roll call, none opposed. A motion made by Commissioner Donlett, second by Commissioner Wooten, to adjourn. Motion passed by roll call, none opposed. Meeting adjourned at 6:30 p.m. Mr. Chairman, I move that the report be adopted.
All right, is there a second to the, seconded by?
Armstrong.
All right, motion is made by Commissioner Twizzle, seconded by Commissioner Armstrong. Is there any discussion or any questions on the Public Works Committee report? Is there any objection to adopting the Public Works Committee report? Without objection, then the motion carries and the report of the Public Works Department is adopted. Do we have a report from the General Welfare Committee?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. General Welfare Committee met in regular session tonight here in the conference room of the County Executive's Office. This was a Zoom meeting. Members present, Commissioners Rusty Wooten, Tommy Dunovan, Stephen Schofer, Bob Wilson, James Jimbo Atkins, Harold Twisdale, Chris Armstrong, and Jonathan Murphy. Commissioner Richard Kelly was absent. Also present, County Executive Jeff Huffman, County Fire Chief John Piercy, GIS Director Sean Anderson, some members of the Finance Committee, and Budget Director W.C. Bailey. Chairman Wilson called the meeting to order and established that a quorum was present. Chairman Wilson had previously forwarded a copy of the Priority Ambulance Report for October and November to all committee members. These reports were forwarded by email today. After review and a discussion, a motion was made by Commissioner Stephen Schofer and seconded by Commissioner Chris Armstrong to spread the ambulance report on the minutes of the meeting.
I've adopted
that motion. Was not opposed, and if you get your minutes, you will have a copy of that ambulance report. With no other business to come before the General Welfare Committee tonight, we had a motion to adjourn by Commissioner Schofer, seconded by Commissioner Murphy. And the Zoom meeting adjourned at 6:50 p.m. And I will move adoption of the report, Mr. Chairman. I second.
All right, we've got a motion. Who made the motion?
I made the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, the motion is by Commissioner Wilson. Who seconded that?
I second.
Seconded by Commissioner Twizzle to adopt the General Welfare Committee report. Is there any discussion on the report? My power's getting low. If I go out, I'll switch to WT's, computer. All right, if there are no questions, is there any objection to adopting the General Welfare Committee report? Any questions? No objection to adopting report? If not, I declare the motion to adopt the report passed without objection. The next order of business on the agenda, commissioners, is the sheriff's report. And I believe they mailed you that report out for you to look at. Did you all get that?
I emailed it this afternoon.
afternoon.
Commissioner Murphy didn't get that. If he hasn't gotten, if there's some that haven't gotten it, why don't we put that off to next month to give us the time to make sure that everyone's got a copy of the report, and we can adopt both of them next month, if there's no objection to that. WT, it came from WT, so, but Commissioner Murphy, I believe he was nodding that he didn't get it, so it's no problem. We can delay that a month, take up both of them. One other item I do want to bring up is we adopted the resolution to provide the additional funding. I'd like to actually adopt the budget amendment as presented by the Finance Committee Director. Director Bailey sent you all, I believe, the numbers, the actual numbers on the budget amendment. And in the resolution, it says you're adopting the budget amendment. But I want to be clear about that because those are the specific numbers that will change in the budget to provide the funding. Do we have a motion to adopt the budget amendment as presented?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. Adams.
Atkins.
Who made the motion?
Commissioner Jimbo.
All right, the motion is by Commissioner Atkins, seconded by Commissioner Walker Adams to adopt the budget amendment as presented by the finance director. And I think he's scrolling through that now. If you all can see it, you can see that there's all kind of places in the budget where money's been moved to provide the necessary funding for it. It comes to $1,317,078 to be specific. And the resolution itself may carry it, but I just want to be clear on the record because it is a lot of money that we're adopting the resolution and we're adopting the budget amendment with this motion that actually deals with the specific figures in the education budget. So we're on the motion to adopt the specific budget amendment as presented by Mr. Bailey. Any questions or any discussion on that?
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Murphy.
Yes, sir.
When is the bonus going to be paid? Is it going to be paid before the end of this year or at the start of next year?
Well, the reason I was trying to get it in tonight, quite frankly, is because it would be, I believe they would actually get it in February, Commissioner Murphy. Now, that's up to the school department, and we don't really have a say-so in how that works. But in talking with Dr. Combs, it looks like they're going to try to get it out by February.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Sure. And any other questions?
Approved at the school board meeting the other night as well. Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right. We're on the motion. Let's have a roll call vote. If you favor the adoption of the budget amendment, you vote yes. If you do not favor it, you vote no. Madam Clerk.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Barlow?
Yes.
Commissioner Wooten?
Yes.
Commissioner Donovan?
Yes.
Commissioner Mason?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Schoeffer?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Turner?
Yes.
Commissioner Atkins?
Just a minute, let me interrupt. If you're in education now, you've got a conflict.
Commissioner
Schoeffer.
That's right.
Commissioner Schoeffer, right. Commissioner Turner have to abstain.
That's correct.
All right, I am abstaining. Right. Turner is abstaining.
Okay.
All right.
Same with Commissioner Schoeffer abstaining.
Gotcha.
My apologies.
Commissioner Atkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Abstain.
Commissioner Fee?
Abstain.
Commissioner Twisdale?
Yeah.
Commissioner Sneed?
Abstain.
Commissioner Armstrong?
Yes.
1%.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
And Commissioner Copeland?
Yes.
It's 11 total.
All right, we have 11 votes for the Budget amendment, I declare the budget amendment motion to be adopted. Thank you. Item number three on the agenda is the adjournment. I would say that, and quickly, is that the opioid litigation, I'm out of here. You guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
The opioid litigation is ongoing. It's a national issue. You know, the state's attorneys general and all kind of folks, state and local governments involved in it. The amount of money that we're looking at right now is about $26 billion. And so in order to try to keep up with that and keep you all informed, I'm going to be coming back to you with a recommendation for a task force at next month's meeting that would basically be a liaison between me and the folks that I'm dealing with to try to come to some kind of a settlement and the county commission, because somewhere along the line, we're going to have to decide how much we're going to take and whether we're going to agree with the state or whether we're not going to agree with the state, and whether the settlement that Tennessee submits to the national group is something that we can support. So at the end of the day, sometime this next year, we're going to have to make a decision on that. And there's a lot of money involved. If you looked at Tennessee getting $1 billion, billion with a B, and you looked at the way they proposed the allocation of those resources to come down to county governments in Tennessee, it looks like Tipton County's portion would be somewhere around $140,000 for 18 years. Now, that can be all up in the air. That can change at any time. And this is going to be it's going to be back and forth. And the attorney fees alone are in the billions of dollars. So it's going to be complicated and it's going to change frequently. And I thought that it would be good if we had a group that could basically deal with the details of this thing, just like I am, to basically represent the commission and come back to you all with a recommendation on what we ought to do at the end of the day when this thing kind of finally comes down to us. Now, it's going to be two steps forward and one backwards and three forward and two back. It's going to change frequently every 2 or 3 months. But at some point, the Tennessee Attorney General is going to recommend what he thinks local governments ought to do. There's also the state of Tennessee, the General Assembly there. They may decide that they want the money and they want to use it to deal with opioid problems and that cities and counties maybe don't need that money. The state needs to deal with the issue of opioid damage to folks and what the opioid epidemic has done to the people of Tennessee. That's what they did when they had the tobacco settlement. It basically went to the state government and local governments, quite frankly, didn't have much in the decision-making process. I don't think that's going to happen here, but the opioid litigation issue is going to be something that we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have to make a decision on, as well as the other counties across Tennessee as well. Thank you all may remember, because it's been a while, but Tipton County did not hire an attorney and sue individually. Tipton County is just, we're hooked along with the state of Tennessee's lawsuit represented by the Attorney General of Tennessee. But I do want to bring you up to speed on that and tell you that I'm going to recommend some task force people at next month's meeting to start helping deal with opioid litigation complex issue. It's going to be ever changing. All right. That's all I have, I believe, commissioners. Item 13 is the adjournment. Do we have a motion?
I'll move, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion is made by Commissioner Twisdall. Who seconded that?
I'll second.
Commissioner Sneed.
Seconded by Commissioner Sneed and Copeland. Any discussion on the motion? Without objection, the motion carries and we stand adjourned. Thank you all.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy New Year.